Hello and welcome to the Missouri Net Press Box podcast. I'm Missouri Net Sports Director Bill Pollack, flying solo today as I talk about the Missouri Tigers on this week's podcast. Now, this goes back to Saturday's game against Miami of Ohio, where I heard a lot of grumblings up in the press box about the decision by Gary Pinkle to not score a touchdown with a first and 10 from the Miami of Ohio 11-yard line in the fourth quarter, already up by a score of 51-6. Let me set up the scenario for you. There was just over 10 minutes to play, and Pinkle had many of the second and third string players in the game by this point. The backups had just put together a six-play, 81-yard drive moments before, so the score was 51-6. And that was a drive that actually started with Blaine Gabbert, who threw a couple of passes before he gave way to freshman quarterback James Franklin. Now, Franklin helped lead the Tigers on that touchdown drive, which was late in the third quarter. On Miami's next possession, they had the punt, and the Tigers took over at their own 40-yard line. After a 19-yard pass completion by Franklin and a 30-yard run by Marcus Murphy, Mizzou had the ball at the Red Hawks' 11-yard line. Pinkle then proceeded to call four quarterback sneaks up the middle, and the Tigers ended up turning the ball over around the 2-yard line. It was at this point where I heard fellow members of the media remarking that this was more humiliating to Miami of Ohio than if the Tigers would have just scored. I heard others ask, what's the point in not trying to score? Well, after the game, this is what Pinkle had to say.
Yeah, it's unusual, but I'm not doing to humiliate anybody. So I've been on the other side of the field, and I was, we didn't take a knee. You know, we didn't kick field goal. I just chose to do that. And some of my coaches get a little upset with me. You know, like I can sense it on the headsets. I can trust me, but that's something I believe in doing.
I have to agree with Pinkle because I would counter the argument of what's the point in not trying to score with the same question of what is the point? Do you want to make your backups feel better? Do you want to pad your score for the national polls? Franklin wasn't taking a knee. It wasn't as if the Tigers were not trying to score. They were trying to gain positive yards. And in fact, basically telling the Red Hawk defense, we're just going to run the ball right up the middle. They still gained 9 yards. So there was no doubt that the Tigers could have scored a touchdown if they wanted to, but why rub it in the face of the Red Hawk players? I really have no problem with Pinkle's decision. In fact, I would equate it to a basketball game where a team is up by 30 and they get a breakout, and instead of the guy throwing down a tomahawk jam, he takes an easy layup. Or a baseball team that has a runner on third in the ninth inning, a 10-run lead. They're trying to get the run in, but they're not going to use a suicide squeeze. So, same point here. The Tigers were going to run four plays. They weren't going to kick a field goal at that point. They didn't need the points. So, I thought it was a class act. However, where I do disagree with Pinkle, and where most of the media should maybe be questioning motives, is why was Blaine Gabbert at quarterback with 3:09 left to play in the third quarter, throwing two more pass attempts in a 44-3 game? In my opinion, Franklin should have been inserted into the game when there was 8:21 to play in the third quarter. The score was 37-3, and the Tigers were taking over after a Miami of Ohio turnover that gave Mizzou the ball at the Red Hawks' 13-yard line. This would have been a perfect opportunity to give Franklin some reps with the number one offense. He would have had the shot at running the offense in the red zone, and he would have had a half of quarter where he could have worked with the number one offense. And let's be honest, and this is why I say this. If the Tigers cannot afford to lose one player this season, it's Blaine Gabbert. If Gabbert goes down with an injury and Pinkle has to call on Franklin, he's relying on a true freshman who has 10 pass attempts to second and third string players. Now, at that point, running up the score does not become an issue because with a freshman running the number one offense with a 34-point lead, it would allow Franklin to work with guys like TJ Moe, Michael Agnew, Wes Kemp against a MAC team, which would be the closest the Tigers could hope for in getting Franklin up to speed for Big 12 opponents. Now, being in the game to watch Marcus Murphy rattle off a 30-yard run and to put his head down and plow into the offensive line for four straight plays is not the type of in-game experience that I would want for my backup quarterback to have. So if Franklin would go out and throw a couple of touchdown passes to Moe and Agnew and the Tigers tack on more than 50 points, maybe 60 points, then it's clear to see the motivation there is to not run up the score, but rather you're working on timing, you're working on rhythm against an opponent that's still playing for some pride. And so you're getting Franklin some work where You hope he doesn't get into action, but if he has to get into a game against Colorado, Nebraska, Texas, you name it, he has to get into a game in the Big 12, you want him to at least have some experience of being in the game, playing in a stadium full of people, throwing to the guys that Blaine Gabbert would be throwing to. So while I agree with not running up the score with backups in the game, I disagree with not getting key backups some playing time with a 34-point lead in a game that the Tigers clearly had in hand midway through the third quarter. So those are my thoughts on the Missouri Tigers. They've got a week off before they start Big 12 play October 9th against Colorado, a 6 p.m. kickoff at Faurot Field. In fact, I'll be there. I'm there for every home game, and you can follow along in-game updates at twitter.com/Missouri Sports. That's this week's Press Box Podcast. I'm Bill Pollack, MissouriNet.com.